Good morning. You're listening to Radio Catskill. I'm Tim Bruno here with Donna Fellenberg, who you normally hear at this time.
Good morning. I'm just so fascinated with the story that we just heard on Farm and Country that Val was very important in doing.
Talking about the invasive species there.
Getting it done, yeah.
She lives near a lake here in Jeffersonville. You live near a lake or on the lake Pennsylvania.
Near Lake Wallenpaupack. Mm-hmm. So far, I don't think there's any problems there that I know of. But before we moved there, we lived in Tyler Hill, and we had a pond, and we had to treat it every year. But we never had any invasive species landing there. And I'm just fascinated by this whole thing and appalled, I might add.
Well, they're here.
They're here. It's our summer fun drive. It's time for you to help us and show your support for great shows like Farm and Country and Catskill Character from Donna Fellenberg.
Yes, always fun.
845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We have a $1,000 challenge from Anonymous in Pennsylvania. Speaking of Pennsylvania, we have $925 to go. So can you do part of that at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org? Can you do half that? Can you do all that or more? No donation is too large. That's a new phrase.
I heard you talking about that this morning.
Ronald's new
phrase. Coined the phrase.
Yes. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. That's where you can donate. Now, Lake Wallenpaupack is huge.
It's the 5,000 acres.
5,700 in excess of 5,700 acres I'm reading here on the internets. And it says that after Raystown Lake, it's the second largest lake contained entirely in Pennsylvania. Huge.
It is. It's huge.
It's great, though. You love lake living?
No, I do not.
I
actually don't live on the lake.
Yeah.
Although our community has a beach on the lake. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what happens is people come here in the summer, and that's wonderful. But, you know, you got these yahoos in their boats. Like, you can't go on the lake on the weekend. You just can't do it.
It's too much.
Dangerous.
Whoa.
So you have to do it during the week. And every time I have somebody coming from out of state to visit, I take them for a tour on the lake. And I love the lake.
It's beautiful.
It's got two islands maybe three islands in the middle of the lake. And you can boat out to an island and beach your boat, have a picnic, go swimming, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. Well, I've never done that.
Well, let's make a plan.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking when I was coming over here, Tim, when I was a kid, I remember having this conversation with my sister and we were saying, like, what's the point of going to a hotel if it doesn't have a pool? Because we're having the pool party today.
Yeah, tomorrow, actually.
Oh, tomorrow.
Blue Fox
right.
Motel in Darrisburg.
And now you could not pay me enough to put on a bathing suit and go to a pool. And that brings up this thing I want to talk to you about, Val, because in Catskill Character, I want to do this project about aging.
And you want to talk to me?
Well, you know, because you're one of the younger...
You did say you've been here since the beginning of the station.
You did. Yes. But I want to get a group of women together. They would meet once a month, and we would talk about how to best do this.
I'm just going to turn that closer to you.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
How to best do this, how to manage it, you know, how to stay viable, how to stay, like, you know, maintain your sense of self. And
this is a very good idea.
It's a very good idea. Valerie, actually, you mentioned this to me a little bit, too, when we were talking about what you want to do in terms of volunteering. You were saying that you want to do more arts and culture reporting.
Yes.
In order to stay active and stay involved.
Oh, yeah.
That was important to you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. So I want to get a group of women together, and one Catskill Character a month would be like these women talking. I don't know how it would happen.
Well, you're in the developmental stages.
We're developing.
We're developing, yes.
She's going to take a meeting. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Help us support Catskill Character and all the great development ideas that are in progress.
We got ideas.
I'm an idea person.
You do. You generate those ideas.
I'm not always... a person that gets things done.
Well, I disagree with that.
But. Sometimes things stay in development.
Yeah.
Well,
one of
my ideas, Tim, I don't know if you've noticed that, is from January till July, I've tried to do a new show every week.
Yes.
And the reason was because I'm taking off the summer, but I'm not actually taking off the summer because this summer I'm building up for the fall.
Which is great.
So I have these great people. Did you catch my show with Stephanie Blythe?
No, I missed that one. Tell folks about that one. Who's Stephanie?
Stephanie, this is amazing. You know, we all know Janice Meyerson. You know, she's a fantastic mezzo-soprano. She lives right here in Bethel. And she was a protege of Leonard Bernstein. She worked with him many, many years. Come to find out through one of my Catskill characters, Ken Parks, that there's another incredible opera singer living in, guess where? Greentown, where I live.
Which is where you live.
She lives like practically around the corner from me. I flipped out. I got in touch with her, and she is a homegrown. She's a Catskill girl. She grew up in Mongop Valley, and she went to high school in went to all the schools in Monticello.
Mm.
And what a music education she got in Monticello. It's just amazing.
Just want to talk about that for a sec.
That's interesting.
Yes, yeah. Do.
Real quick, 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Donate during our summer fun drive. But the fact that you mentioned Monticello, these schools here in our area have great music programs. You hear about across the country music programs getting cut. There is such a vibrancy of music programs at the high school level and at the school level here in the Sullivan County area and around surrounding areas. Well.
Didn't Kit do some coverage of Monticello?
Yes. And then we're also talking to the folks there about doing a little bit more. John Bernstein, talking to him. They were doing their all-county musical production this summer, which, again, by the way, an all-county musical production. Let's just say we have that. That's amazing. Again, they're investing in music and teaching the arts and teaching these kids.
Well,
so we're talking to him about doing something more to showcase some of these student musicians in the future here on the station.
Well, that's fantastic.
Wonderful.
And, you know, one of the things about that is when there are cuts in education, it's always the arts that go first.
Yeah.
So when Stephanie was telling me about her musical education in Monticello, I was just blown away. But then I remembered, even in Lake Wall and Pawpack, where I live, they put on musicals. When I drive by the high school, when I say drive by, it's more like crawl by when these musicals are going on. People come for miles. The level of the production is just incredible. So anyway, Stephanie also, turns out, plays the ukulele. And she very graciously sent me a clip of her playing the ukulele, and I could not get it onto the show. Mm. You know me, Tim, with production and trying to figure out how to do this stuff from home. I just couldn't do it.
You're always learning.
I try. Well, that's the whole thing about getting older, is to try to keep your mind supple. And
yes,
I just want to go back to John Bernstein. He's with the Monticello Performing Arts Department, and that we're talking to them about featuring these students. And one thing he said to us in the email when we're talking about how we can do this, he says, "I have the full support of our administration."
Yeah, now, that makes all the difference,
because it has to have the administrators, the people that are the administrators at this, the school board level or the school administration level. I mean, to have that. And again, it's so important that these kids are getting this education, and we're going to be able to showcase that. We'll get you more information about that. But we need your support to be able to do it. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Our summer fun drive is going on right now. We are getting closer to our goal. We're actually almost halfway there, 45% of the way there, close to $25,000. With this $1,000 challenge from Anonymous in Pennsylvania, we could get even closer. So donate now, $925 to go, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. I'm Tim Bruno, sitting in with Donna Fellenberg for a live special edition of Catskill Character, joined by Valerie Manzi, our special guest star. And you were talking.
I want to talk about one other person that brought something new to light for me. It was Heather Housekeeper. I did a show about Heather. She's known as the botanical hiker.
Oh.
She hiked the full Appalachian Trail.
Wow.
Took her 6 months. That was her second attempt. But the thing that she told me about that blew my mind, she's from Milford, And where her family lives is right next door to the experimental forest. Now, does either one of you know anything about the experimental forest?
No.
I do not.
No. This was this is a huge plot of land that's owned by, now I'm going to forget the name of the guy that was the mayor, Pinchot family.
Okay.
Yeah. And a younger iteration of the Pinchot family became friends with her parents. So as a child, she had full run of this forest.
Oh, wow.
And she is incredible. She has, you know, she had horses the whole time she was growing up, and she's now come back to live in her family home with her boyfriend, the musician Scott Weiss, who is, you know, the lead singer of the Scott Weiss Band. He tours all over the place. He's been very, very well-known, especially in Europe, but that's how he's done his living, you know, and they're probably in their 40s or 50s. I don't ask. But yeah.
Is she opening up this forest to others? Is that what
she
that's
about?
She has
a program. I mean, you can look her up, Heather Housekeeper. There's only one of a kind.
That's a unique name.
You can look her, just Google her, and you know, she has these programs that run from, I think, from May through November. She also has written, she's also written several books. The Love on the Long Path is about her hiking with Scott. And I don't think Scott was a natural necessarily. Scott grew up in New Jersey, and he was a part of the Matarazzo family. Do you know anything about the Matarazzo? Well, if you're from New Jersey, you know especially Essex County, you know the Matarazzos. They had farms. So he did have that part of him. That's the natural.
That's where you're from? You're from Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So did you know this family? Or
I did.
Yeah.
I used to go to the farmer's market all the time and see his uncle, Chick, I think his name was. He was always smoking a cigar and selling the best.
Chick. That's such a good name.
I could have that wrong. It could be Chip. I don't know.
I like Chick.
I think Chick works for me. But they had the most beautiful sunflowers, and they also had a vineyard. And this family spread out. I mean, there were tentacles of this family all over the place.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Donna Fellenberg from Catskill Character. It's great that what you're talking about. I'm sensing some of the stuff that you're talking about is this theme of reconnection of people or people that you maybe have some association to that then that comes back into your life in some other way. Like, just it's really cool. Sometimes you go out and search for characters, but then sometimes they just fall in your lap.
Yeah, people always ask me that. In fact, there's a show I'm doing in September where that question comes up. Well, how do you find your Catskill characters? And I talk about, I don't want to give it away, but I talk about
secrets of character.
I know people are just foaming at the mouth, just what? How does she do it?
We had to close the door. They're banging it down.
But it is kind of interesting how it happens. And, you know, I've had people get mad at me because I did not take their suggestion. But, you know, there has to be a kind of thing that I feel in my gut.
Well, that's sort of what you're talking about here,
choice.
Too. Like, it's your show, too. But, like, you're saying, like, oh, I feel you, these other experiences, and it comes full circle. And, like, how interesting is that? And then you're doing this. There's all these different layers to what you're talking about, too.
Yeah. I just did a pre-interview with someone who one of my Catskill characters, John Olson, recommended. His name is David Johnston, and he was in the Peace Corps. And it's going to be a fascinating interview because some of the stuff that he did is things that you hear about but you don't know about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Hear about
but
don't
know
about.
I think we need to put that in our phrase book. No donation is too large.
Yes.
Yep. 845-482-4141. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more live Catskill Character with Donna Fellenberg and special guest star Valerie Manzi here on Radio Catskill.
Hello, I'm Michelle Martin. How's the newspaper where you live? Thin? Getting thinner? Publishing a few days a week, if at all? You're not alone. Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat.
It will sell off more of its daily newspapers.
The largest news organization is shrinking.
It's laid off nearly a quarter of its newsroom.
And that makes it harder to keep up with our elected officials and what they're doing. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part by keeping NPR and the station strong with a donation today. And we thank you.
Your gift keeps local news, culture, and NPR funded and freely available to the entire community. Give what you can to keep it going. It's so important right now. Donate at wjffradio.org.
Or call 845-482-4141, wjffradio.org, or 845-482-4141 to donate during our summer fund drive. Support us as we're continuing to bring you the local news, culture, and information and entertainment that you rely on, including the show that's on usually at this time, 10:30. Catskill Character. It's still on, just in the summer fun drive version. Donna Fellenberg is here, joined by Valerie Manzi in studio. And just a note, too, that our Tiny Porch concert is still going on here live between 11 and 3 today. I know the weather is a little rainy out there, but we have a porch. You can come in under the porch and hear some great music from some of our great local musicians. We've got some free hot dogs. We've got some free beer, courtesy of Catskill Brewery. Come on by. Enjoy the music. Maybe drop off your donation if you want to as well, and see our new cool 35th anniversary t-shirts as well.
Oh yeah,
maybe pick one of those up. They're really cool. They were designed by a local artist from
Nola
Liberty. She graduated Liberty High School. She's going to stop by at some point. I'm not sure when, but we're going to have her on as well.
Good.
We were talking in the break about phrases, and you have a new phrase that you're using as your mantra.
And I'm better at it some days than others. But my new thing is squeeze the joy out of each day and then spread it around.
Nice.
Because we need to still be able to feel joyful. Even if, you know, things aren't going the way we hope, you have to keep a sense of hope. And what better way to do that than to just look for the joy in life?
How did you come to this this idea? What led you there?
You know, I think I was actually talking to a patient. Mm-hmm. And it just popped into my head. And I said to her, you have to squeeze the joy out of each day.
Because your background is in...
Because I'm a psychoanalyst. You know, it's funny because people say to me, oh, you're such a good listener. And I'm thinking, well, I better be.
You better be.
That's my job.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing for 35 years. But yeah, squeeze the joy out of each day and then spread it around. That's equally important. Yeah. Because, you know, if you're not sharing... something important like that, like, you know, a positive outlook, you know, you're sort of, you're not doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Have you found times recently where you had to remind yourself of that?
Oh, Tim.
That's what we call a leading question.
Yes. Yeah. There are many times that I do feel kind of, I don't want to say depressed, because clinically I am not depressed, but just sad and angry sometimes, And also, you know, it's not just political, but it's also dealing with things that I think are important for us to talk about, is that there's a huge amount of dementia in people, you know, our age and older.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody really knows what the cause of that is. I have my own theories because I have dealt with it firsthand.
Through your practice?
No, through my family.
Through your family, okay.
Yeah, although some of my patients maybe. No, I don't think so. But my family, yeah. And I really think it has a lot to do with isolation and loneliness and what you eat, what you put in your bodies, you know, from your 20s on up, how you take care of yourself, exercise, all of those things. I think it's a combination of all those things. It's not just plaque on the brain, you know. So, yeah.
And maybe that outlook that folks have, and which leads you to this idea of like joy, right? Try to squeeze the joy. Find the joy. Squeeze it out and spread it around.
Yep. Spread it around.
Wow. That's – I'm just wondering also about your background as a psychoanalyst as well.
Yeah.
Not to make you the character. But
– It's okay.
But like how – Do you find that that, well, I mean, the listening part of that helps you when you do your show,
absolutely.
I'm sure. Does that also just help you in, like, the discovery of just certain aspects of people in the conversation? Do you prep in advance, like, oh, I have this list of questions I'm going to ask? Or is it really just sort of, hey, I like this person, I know this person, or this is the story we're going to tell, and I'm going to just...
No, I do a whole pre-interview with every guest. Mm-hmm. And I write an outline. And then when we do the recording, I go over the outline with them. It doesn't mean I'm going to ask all the questions on the outline. That's really more for me to stay organized, probably. But, people always tell me that people tell me things. And it's true. Like, I could go to a party and be minding my own business. And people come up to me and start talking. And then the next thing you know, they're telling me all this personal stuff. So I don't know if it has to do with the fact that they know what I do. It's like when you go to a party and you meet a doctor and you go, oh, nice to meet you. I have this pain on my left side. I don't know. But in some of my interviews, people have gotten very, very deep into their own personal stuff.
Yeah. And, but not intentionally necessarily.
Like, no, I haven't tried.
They're opening up to you.
Yeah. Yeah,
what they know whether your background is or not.
Yeah,
but you're such a good listener. So.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite ones of that was I'm going to forget his name. His name is John, and his wife's name is Toby. Toby Poser. They're the Wonder Wheel Productions.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. John Adams. Thank you. See what I mean about
the Adams family.
The Adams family. Yeah. So he did a great interview, and he talked about his addiction, and he talked about dealing with cancer, and he talked about, and this was beautiful, his mother, I don't know what her first name is, but she
Patricia.
Used to be, Patricia, she used to be here at the station.
Yes.
He talked about her saving his life when he had cancer. She brought him home, and she took care of him, and he started crying. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the most fantastic thing. And here's this gorgeous man. He's a model.
He is gorgeous.
You know, and he just was very open. And yes, Val, please.
Behave.
He was very open, and it turned out to be a fantastic interview. Well, you know, I didn't plan that. It just happened.
We've got a couple of donations coming in and some folks that we want to thank. Lucas from Damascus, thank you so much for
your
donation. Nope. And we want to ring that bell, Val, so we can give flowers to folks, as I say. Gordon from White Sulphur Springs, thank you.
Oh, Gordon.
Yes,
I know who that is.
Well, he says, hi, Donna, and he loves WJFF. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordon.
And with that donation also from Rosie Starr earlier. Thank you, Rosie. We're down to $625 now for that $1,000 challenge from Anonymous in Pennsylvania.
Spread the joy.
Squeeze the joy. Spread the joy.
Squeeze it. Spread it and donate.
845-482-4141. WJFFradio.org. We are coining phrases left and right around here. That's how we do. I'm going to write them down. We're going to reappropriate these. 845-482-4141. WJFFradio.org. $625 to go on a $1,000 challenge. Let's get that met as soon as we can. There's 7 minutes left here with Cat's Go Character.
Oh.
If we can do that, that'd be great. But we can do it whenever we get to the point or whenever you get to the point to donate. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Donna Fellenberg, Catskill Character, every Saturday at 10:30. You mentioned you're taking a little bit of a summer break, but you're still producing the shows.
Yes.
And so we've got another new episode coming up. Is it a new episode next week? Or do you know?
No, July and August are going to be repeats.
Right, right.
But next week, what is next week?
It's July 19th. Can you believe it's already there?
Yeah, I think it's going to be either Busy Coy or Teresa Tulipano. Both fantastic writers.
Storytellers.
Both
as well.
Incredible storytellers. I didn't know when I scheduled my stuff that this was going to be the fun drive, so I had Busy on. You know, I was going to do Busy today.
Busy, we'll get you on. Don't worry.
I'll push her to next week, and then Teresa will go to the following.
Yeah. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. And no matter what who is on, it will still be Catskill Character, and you can help keep it here with your donation.
Yes.
845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. How long have you been doing Catskill Character, Donna, now?
I think it's 10 years.
Yeah. That's been amazing. And
yes.
No shortage of characters, I see.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of characters.
I think she's just hit the tip of the iceberg here.
Well, she attracts them.
Oh,
thank you, Val. Yeah, I always say I'm the original character. Now, when I say character, I'm talking about it in a good way.
Yeah, yes. No, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But that's what makes this whole area so great. There are so many different characters and stories. Yep. There's so many great people, and you get to know them. Talking to Judy Balaban from the Committee for Equity and Justice earlier this week, they do these community conversations, and I was talking about like how they it's important to talk face to face and do these conversations with your neighbors just to learn more about them. And you do that every Saturday at 10:30, talking to folks, right, and learning their stories and showing those stories to everybody.
And I don't always know their stories when I first speak with them. I had a couple of people that ended up being in that, not Mormons. What's the other one? You know, this is what happens.
Quaker.
Not Quaker. Come on. Not
Mennonite.
Presbyterian.
It's like Mennonite, but it's not Mennonite. Anyway.
Southern Baptist.
No, it's a religious sect. It's like a cult, basically. Jehovah's Witness.
Ah, well, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I had no idea when I first started to talk to them. And then all of this stuff came out about Jehovah's. I'm not trying to besmirch the Jehovah's Witnesses, but it was quite.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. It's our summer fun drive, and we've got $625 to go on a $1,000 donation from Anonymous in Pennsylvania. Support us now and help that wheel of progress move that much closer to our $55,000 goal. We're at 45% right now, so we can get to 50% later today, maybe even later this morning. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. We're going to wrap up this special live edition of Catskill Character. And any closing thoughts here from you, Donna?
Well, I guess the closing thoughts would be, you know, my heart goes out to everyone out there who's suffering from some of the things that are going on in our country. But I ask you to try to find the joy. Try to find the joy. And one of the ways to do it is to tune into WJFF, because we have a lot of really really joyful things happening in the Catskills, and this is the place to find out.
That's so true. You know what? And I'm the general manager, so you expect me to say that. But when you just said that, I was like, oh, you know, you're right. When I tune into the station, I get something in, that I know is going on in my backyard. I know that what my neighbor might be doing or thinking about or learning about. And there are so many different and wonderful, diverse voices here, including yours and Val's as well. And coming up next, Janice Adams. The Janice Adams Show is going to be live, actually, with Jason Dole. Then we have our Tiny Porch concert happening right outside, too, from 11 to 3. Come on by. And squeeze the joy and spread the joy. That's the phrase,
squeeze
right?
Squeeze it and spread it.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Thank you for bringing the joy today.
Well,
and every
you're
Saturday.
Welcome. I'm so happy to do that.
Donna Fehlenberg, thank you so much. Next Saturday, back with some other characters besides us. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Donate right now.
It's Layla Faldin from NPR's Morning Edition. The demonization of fact-based journalism is one of democracy's biggest threats. This aversion to truth has taken hold as the number of local newsrooms has dwindled, leaving reams of disinformation to fill the void. In public radio, we have a responsibility to counteract disinformation. This station is an oasis amid all the noise and fiction. Having a reporter at the school board meeting, at City Hall, that is our resistance to the undermining of a free press. We resist by being there, by providing platforms for people to see themselves reflected and to see difference. We resist by building bridges and by holding people to account. We do it thanks to you. You give us the tools we need to fight attacks on truth by donating to this station. Here's how.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.
You can also call us at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Donate now during our summer fun drive. We're your source for local news, music, and stories from the heart of the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania, and beyond. And we're proud to bring you that programming that reflects our community, but we can't do it without you. Donate now, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming live at WJFFradio.org. Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Today's weather, thunderstorms. A few could contain some very heavy rain, especially this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service, high near 90. 90% chance of rain, excuse me. Cloudy skies tonight and low of 66. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning with some isolated thunderstorms developing later in the day.